Welcome to Lou Marks' Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lou Marks, bringing sanity and common sense back to America. Today, let's talk about the Biden border crisis. The border security built by the Trump administration has been irresponsibly, ignorantly, and to say the least, extremely swiftly torn down by the Biden administration. The Biden border crisis has become far more than a humanitarian and constitutional crisis since he assumed office. It represents the most substantial public health and national security crisis facing the United States as we the people struggle to recover from the pandemic. The Biden administration hasn't let data, science, public health, national security, or countless COVID-related deaths slow down its America Last agenda. COVID cases are spiking across Central and South America, and the region is driving the mass increase in illegal immigration. As I previously said, 6 months into the Biden administration, the president's border crisis has become far more than a national security, humanitarian, and a constitutional crisis, driven by politics, ideological hubris, and pure stupidity. The administration remains committed to a nonsensical, inconsistent, and anti-science and no-security open borders agenda that not only encourages record levels of illegal immigration, but also needlessly jeopardizes the lives of American citizens throughout the country. In short, the administration is knowingly ceding border towns and cities and those throughout the country with individuals who are actively carrying and transmitting the COVID virus, people who have defied our laws, committed violent crimes, including rape and murder, and broken into our country while ignoring almost all basic guidance covering COVID. And they're allowed in. No visas, no vetting, no anything. They travel through COVID hotspots, often jammed into overcrowded stash houses for days or even weeks, with no medical attention or adequate PPE, recklessly endangering the lives of our citizens, our law enforcement personnel, and the migrants themselves. 32 Customs and Border Patrol agents have died in the line of duty from COVID, 9 of them from the Border Patrol. Since the pandemic began, thousands of CBP personnel have been quarantined, degrading CBP's ability to operate, while many others have been placed in intensive care at local hospitals, fighting for their lives. But the Biden administration hasn't let data, science, reality, public health, or countless COVID-related deaths again slow down its America Last agenda, like I said. I'll keep repeating it until it sinks in. On the contrary, it continues to openly contradict and undermine the CDC's guidance title 42, which clearly states that the current surge of illegal aliens migrating through Canada and Mexico into the United States creates a serious danger of the introduction of COVID-19 into the United States. However, under the Trump administration, immigration officials implemented the CDC's order with purpose and with the understanding that it would save countless American lives. There were no carve-outs to please any political faction. They put the health and safety of Americans first. Biden, however, has refused from his first day in office to apply Title 42 to unaccompanied children infected with COVID, although the overwhelming majority of UACs are 15 to 17 years of age and can carry the virus. The result has been more than 100,000 apprehensions of UACs this fiscal year, the highest total in American history. Most of them have subsequently been released into the U.S. points unknown into your community, my community, our community, and the government won't tell us where. Under the direction of Homeland Security Secretary Alexandria Mayorkas, a moron, a 17-year-old from anywhere in the world who illegally crosses our southwest border, will be released and transported to any city in the U.S. where they can find a sponsor, regardless of their COVID status, regardless of any status. Legal people can't do that. Legal immigrants don't have that a chance. And while the country is navigating new COVID variants and rising infections and increasing crime, the Biden administration continues to play a dangerous political game with American lives. As the Rio Grande Valley area is reporting a 900% increase in COVID cases, think of that, 900% increase. The Biden administration is currently releasing, on average, 80% of the families who leave the U.S. This fiscal year, Mayorkas has directed the release of more than 170,000 family members into local communities and any communities without testing for COVID, forcing those communities to take on the responsibility, forcing them. McAllen, along with local NGOs, has been forced to establish temporary shelters to address the massive flood of illegal aliens into the communities. McAllen's mayor recently declared the city overwhelmed and over capacity. These are small border towns. They can't possibly handle this. Our major cities can't even handle it anymore. The COVID positive rate among the illegal aliens released into McAllen is 15%. We've learned in recent days and weeks of thousands of illegal aliens being detained under bridges in Texas in unsanitary, overcrowded conditions because CBP lacks the capacity to hold them anywhere else. This is Biden's fault. These are among the most intense super spreader events ever. Other pictures from inside CBP facilities show illegal aliens crammed into small areas like sardines, creating what amounts to an active COVID Petri dish. Thanks to Joe Biden. But sadly, the consequences of Biden's border crisis are not limited to border towns and facilities. Illegal aliens, get this, are daily being resettled in neighborhoods across the country at U.S. taxpayer expense to unknown cities. You won't know if they're in your neighborhood. Chilling line from the NBC report quoting an illegal alien who tested positive upon release by CBP demonstrates the national scope of this troubling reality. Right now, we were tested for COVID and they separated about 8 of us because we were positive. They were positive. We are waiting right now. She was waiting to catch a bus to Houston. So they tested positive. They were still released anywhere they wanted to go and paid to go there. By us, by the government, by your tax dollars. This is true insanity. After dismantling the extremely effective policies implemented under the Trump administration, which created the most secure border in our lifetime, the Biden administration has opened our borders to illegal aliens carrying the most destructive virus in a century. Pure insanity. The Biden administration is actively importing COVID cases into the United States at the same time that it is pushing new mask mandates, lockdowns and various forms of vaccine passports, and even raising the possibility of more stringent lockdowns. This certainly flies in the face of the administration's self-aggrandizing support for science. This is not science. Since the 2020 campaign, Americans have been told that Joe Biden respects science and the scientists. When, where, how? We should listen to the scientists, not to the president. He gravely intoned in a CNN town hall September 17, 2020. It's a lie. Everything Biden says is a lie. Everything his administration says is a lie. Administration officials were also committed to this. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tweeted in March, "Tell the truth, follow the science, work together." She's the biggest liar of all. She can't even lie more with a straight face than anybody else possible. Visitors to the White House website will find a memorandum on restoring trust in government through scientific integrity and evidence-based policymaking. Sounds like the president literally didn't get the memo, or he just can't read. I can't remember, right, Joe? At the same time that this administration is knowingly and willfully releasing illegal aliens in record numbers with COVID into the United States, has continued to make a cruel and unscientific ban on citizens of the UK and the European Union entering the US and other valid passport and visa holders. The ban was implemented by the Trump administration in the early days of the outbreak, but Trump announced he would allow it to expire on January 26. Sadly, of course, and irresponsibly and insanely, the new administration, the Biden administration, announced it would maintain the ban even after the UK and the EU this spring lifted their own similar restrictions. Biden has not made one correct decision. In 40-something to 50 years, everything he has done has been wrong. Ellen Carmichael, who penned a passionate and eloquent takedown of the Biden administration's unscientific travel ban last month for National Review, points out the inconsistency of the policy. To re-enter the U.S., American citizens and legal residents only need to show an airline representative a current negative COVID-19 test. Apparently, the Biden administration believes an identical test administered to a European yields a false result. Makes absolutely no sense. Absurdity has totally reached new heights on the Biden administration's position is that travelers from the UK and EU, many of whom have been vaccinated or come from nations with reasonable healthcare infrastructure, may not come to the U.S. even if they test negative for COVID. What does that? Makes absolutely no sense. Nothing about Biden makes sense. Nothing about any of the Biden administration people makes sense. The administration has also kept our borders with Mexico and Canada closed for non-essential cross-border traffic. You can fly in, but you can't walk or drive in. You can fly in with COVID, you can't walk or drive in. An issue adversely affecting border communities and prompting bipartisan action from officials such as Representative Henry Queller, who's a Democrat from Texas. Their outrage comes from the inconsistent, illogical application of restrictions against the backdrop of these open border policies. For example, a fully vaccinated Mexican citizen coming to a legal point of entry is forbidden to enter. But an illegal family with COVID tested positive for COVID is rapidly released into the U.S. This is the truth. It's happening all across the country. The administration will fly illegal aliens across the country on commercial airlines, even if their health status is unclear or tested positive for COVID, as former ICE Acting Director Tom Homan witnessed firsthand this spring. According to the Reuters COVID-19 tracker, COVID cases are spiking across Central and South America, the region driving the mass increase in illegal immigration. In Honduras, infections are at 99% of peak rate, with not even 10% of Hondurans vaccinated. Cases in Guatemala are around 72% of peak rate, with even fewer individuals vaccinated than in Honduras, about 7.2%. This is ridiculous. Only about 3% of Nicaragua's population has received the vaccine. And these are the people that are allowed into the country free. Anyway, just come in. Meanwhile, cases in the UK are falling and more than 64% of the population is vaccinated. But they're not allowed in. Cases are also falling in countries such as the Netherlands, Portugal, and the Czech Republic. Even in European nations where cases are rising, either the rate is very low, Germany 9% of peak rate, Poland less than 1% of peak rate, or at least half the population is vaccinated. The idiotic Biden administration has sparked an unprecedented crisis on our southern border, has undone the effective policies of Trump's administration that created the most secure border in American history. Not only do the massive numbers of illegal aliens be apprehended at the border for every month, overwhelm our Border Patrol, but many are subsequently released into the interior of the United States. We don't know where they go, because CBP simply does not have the capacity to detain, process, and deport them. And the local cities, the border towns, don't have room or the money for them. For anyone willing to put aside politics, the consequences are right before our eyes. It's idiotic, stupid, anti-scientific, and insane, and criminal. The crime problem in Texas is a bad omen for the rest of the United States. And what to come? A recent Texas safety report outlines more than 573 criminal offenses committed by illegal aliens over the course of their entire Texas criminal careers. That's an incredible number, more than 500,000 criminal offenses committed by illegal aliens that Biden lets in. The number of crimes committed by these aliens in Texas and other states is probably much higher than those already in unacceptable numbers. Those are just what we know about. There are 1,245 Texans who would likely still be alive today if we were securing our border and vigorously enforcing our immigration laws. A country without immigration laws, without immigration, without a border, is not a country. Supporters of illegal immigration like to portray all of the aliens. How can anybody support illegal immigration? It's a question I'd like to ask them. They simply seeking a better life, they say. Everyone wants a better life. There's no excuse to come in illegally. Many no doubt are, but the latest report from the Texas Department of Public Safety shows just how dangerous some of them are. That report outlines more than the 573 criminal offenses committed by illegal aliens. And that surely is just the tip of the iceberg, as the report only covers state offenses, not federal crimes, not crimes committed in other states, and not crimes by aliens in the country illegally. This has to be over a million, maybe millions. But what a shocking catalog of victimization of Texas residents it really is. There's a report by the famous Texas Rangers shows that over 344,000 criminal aliens were booked into local Texas jails between June 1st, 2011 and June 30th, 2021, of which over 235 were classified as illegal aliens. The criminal offenses which they were charged included 1,245 homicides, 66,924 assaults, 17,456 burglaries, 72,835 drug charges, 980 kidnappings, 33,335 thefts, 4,155 robberies, 7,076 sexual assaults, 8,336 sexual offenses, 49,480 obstructing police charges, and 8,317 weapons charges. Nice list. Insanity. It's a war zone. Keep in mind, as the Texas report says, that these figures represent the minimum number of crimes associated with criminal illegal aliens. Why? Because Texas is counting as illegal aliens only those who previously had an account with the Department of Homeland Security that resulted in their fingerprints being entered into the IDENT database. So we don't know about tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, more realistically. Except in a relatively small number of cases, aliens who enter the country illegally but avoid detection by DHS are not going to be identified as being in the country illegally when they are arrested for committing a crime in Texas or anywhere else in the country for that matter. There are two important points here. First, given the huge number of illegal aliens getting into the country without detection, the number of crimes committed by these aliens in Texas and many other states is probably much higher than these already unacceptable numbers. Second, why would these 235,000 illegal aliens who were identified because they had previously been detained by DHS still in Texas at all, still present in the country at all, and thus able to commit their new crimes? This is the consequence of the catch-and-release policy favored by liberal, idiotic administrations, including Biden administration, which the Trump administration tried to end. It's insanity. The bottom line here is that using just one of the appalling numbers highlighted by the Texas report, there are 1,245 Texans, like I said, who would likely still be alive today, and there's probably many more, we were securing our border and enforcing our immigration laws by quickly and effectively deporting aliens who first act to enter the country illegally and who second act to assault, kidnap, and rob and murder our citizens. Who would not do that? Every country in the world does that. Only the Biden administration, now America, does not do that. As the Texas Department of Public Safety starkly says, this report identifies thousands of crimes that should not have occurred and thousands of victims that should not have been victimized because the perpetrator should not even be here. No truer words have been spoken about the illegal alien problem and the reckless open border policy of the Biden administration. The current Biden border crisis is no accident, people. It's Biden making good on his campaign promises and his insane reality. This week, there was a report that revealed that about 50,000 migrants who cross the southern border illegally have now been released in the United States without a court date. So they're just free. 50,000 migrants, many of them probably COVID positive, many of them criminals, many of them have committed violent crimes. They have no court date. They're just released, free. This is total insanity. This goes beyond. Biden campaigned for president, promising an array of enticements for people to break our laws to enter this country. He did. If you were going to envision immigration policy, that was exactly ignorant, stupid, totally wrong, and dangerous, and a national security risk. This is exactly what Biden is doing. If you wanted to make up something to pick President Biden as the cause of the border crisis, you might invent a scenario in which he was just turning illegal immigrants loose into the interior country. Oh, wait, he is doing that. Yeah, it's the truth. Such a situation might easily be dismissed by skeptics as too much of a caricature of a president criticized by conservatives for lax immigration enforcement. It's not believable, some might say, but it's reality. And but sadly, it's actually true, according to all the new reporting that's coming out. Axios this week revealed that about 50,000 migrants who cross the southern border, remember I said, have been released in the United States without a court date. So that's COVID-positive patients mixed in with violent criminals. They don't even have a court date. Remember that. How does that make everybody feel? Report indicates that it is unprecedented for border agents to set illegal immigrants free without giving the official notice to appear in court. Illegal immigrants should be sent back to where they came. They can't just walk across the border and come into that country. Instead, they have provided with lists of immigration and customs and enforcement officers that are advised to report to one of them, because they know they're going to get in. Axios reports that it is the Biden immigration's hope that the illegal immigrants will show up. You believe that? He's made it easy to get in, he invited them in, and he hopes that they'll come in. Criminals, COVID positive, murderers, rapists, and he hopes they will show up. That wishful strategy has been an abject failure so far, as just 13% have presented themselves at a nice location. There's no reason to have confidence that the administration has the foggiest notion of where the rest of them are. Biden's reckless policy has turned catch and release to catch and misplace and idiocy. A revolution comes and repeated record setting in the numbers of people attempting to illegally cross the southern border and successfully crossing it. More than 1 million arrests have been made involving people that cross the U.S.-Mexican border since last October. That's unbelievable. How many got through? The last time we saw that many stops in 1 year was 15 years ago, and there are still 2 months left in the current fiscal year. Further, the 178,000 arrests made in June alone marked a 20-year high for the month. That follows other similar monthly records being broken. All this puts the lie, the absolute lie, the falsehood, the lies, the Biden's claims that the surge of the border is something that happens every single solitary year. No, Joe, it's only happened since you've taken office, and in less than a year. This was ludicrous with White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's attempt to blame former President Donald Trump for the massive increase in illegal border crossings. She blames everybody. Biden blames everybody. Just like he blamed Afghanistan. Just like he blames everyone. Everyone except himself. The fact is that Biden campaigned for president, promising an array of enticements for people to break our laws to enter his country. He promised amnesty for those already here. Taxpayer-provided health care, that means you and I, us, we the people, are paying for this. Work permits, support for sanctuary cities, and a cessation of deportations. Let the criminals in. As becoming president, he has also paused construction of the border wall and reserved the Remain in Mexico policy, which delayed entry for those seeking asylum. If a surge of this nature occurs every year, as the Biden administration wants us to believe, why have so many people amassed at the border wearing Biden-themed T-shirts? Because he invited them. They know it. And who made those T-shirts? Who gave them their cell phones? Who paid for their plane tickets? Who paid for their bus fare? The answer was probably most clearly expressed by one migrant who told the journalists this month, thanks to President Biden for the opportunity to come here now. Yep. Joe, they know you, they're thanking you. You did a great job in destroying America, and you're continuing to destroy America. The news about unaccompanied minors arriving at the border is no better. True, the number of children stopped at the border in June represented a decrease from April and May, but the June figure which still remains higher than any other month recorded of any other year in history. Additionally, at a time when Biden's administration has returned to recommending mask wearing to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, the permissive immigration policy by Biden seems especially dangerous to public health because people with COVID just get admitted in, if they're even tested at all. Fox News reported earlier this month that 30% of illegal immigrants in ICE custody have refused to even receive a COVID-19 vaccine, and they don't have to, while American citizens are being forced to, or losing their jobs, their homes, everything. That, of course, does not even begin to address the vaccination status of those released without court dates, of those who have disappeared inside the country, never to be found again legally. All this is laid at the feet of you, Joe Biden, whose administration infamously refused to call the scene at the border a crisis, even though it is most certainly and obviously is one. And though they are sometimes forced to cover the raw numbers, some in the fake news media cannot resist offering Biden some protection from this reality. For example, the so-called Associated Press has instructed its staff to avoid using the word crisis. Describe the situation to border. What do you want to call it? A birthday party? A Christmas party? A wedding party? It's a crisis. So the observation still holds true. If you were going to envision immigration policy that was exactly wrong, what Biden is doing would be exactly it. But you don't have to imagine it because it's reality and it's no accident and it's what he promised he would do. The man is totally insane. Another crucial factor will make it worse, criminal cartels. They're going to take advantage of every Biden border gaffe and mistake and intention to recruit more illegal immigrants who pay upwards of tens of thousands of dollars for the privilege of being trafficked into the United States and sexually molested. And the more people who make it in, the more who in turn will be encouraged to make that investment, as the prospects of getting in and staying go up every day. Here is the good news. As long as Congress can be stopped from making amnesty and open borders the law of the land, this is all fixable. Biden has demonstrated that not enforcing the law is a disaster, but as our last president, President Trump, showed, even under existing law, the border can be made secure, and he made it secure, and we can deport our way out of this problem. Bottom line is, we've learned it takes a true president to make a border a real border, to make America a country, and it'll take a true president to end the crisis we're now facing. Unfortunately, it's too bad. The current one we have in office now is showing no attempt or even desire to do so.